For Oasis Audio, I'm Wayne Shepherd, talking with Amy Hollingsworth, the author of The Simple Faith of Mr. Rogers, Spiritual Insights from the World's Most Beloved Neighbor. Neighbor was an important word to Fred Rogers, wasn't it?
It absolutely was, and he had a brilliant definition of it. He said, a neighbor is whoever you happen to be with at the moment, especially if that person is in need.
Wow. Well, that has biblical overtones, and we'll talk about that with you here today, Amy. But first of all, congratulations. This interview is part of the 10th anniversary edition from Oasis Audio of your book.
It's hard to believe, and you know, even though the book came out 10 years ago, I still receive mail every week from people who are just discovering it.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? I'm sure you've thought a lot about that. Why is it so enduring?
You know, it's heartening to me because part of my motivation in writing The Simple Faith of Mr. Rogers was just to extend Fred's legacy. And it was actually the first book that's ever been written about his faith. And it was something that I really felt compelled to do after he passed away. I couldn't have guessed that it would have this kind of longevity, but I think he endeared himself to so many people, so many millions of people, that they still long to know about him, to read about him, and to get to know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was at least a whole generation, if not more, of children who grew up with him. So now you call him Fred. I have a hard time calling him even Mr. Rogers. Just, you know, but you knew him personally.
I did, but you know, I always called him Mr. Rogers, even during our 9-year friendship. If he called on the phone or I wrote him a letter, I always said Mr. Rogers. So this is a new thing for me.
Well, tell me about the genesis of the book.